This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to the Chief Medical Officer of Fullscript. Fullscript is an example of how technology is really revolutionizing the way that we prescribe supplements to our patients. I find it an indispensable tool, and I want to get the word out both to patients as well as to practitioners about Fullscript. But first, let's talk about what has been termed the Amazon effect. Amazon is a revolutionary concept because you can get virtually anything delivered to your doorstep. And these days when people are told to stay home, you know, I was driving along on the Long Island Expressway in my car, obviously not staying home. And, the thing, you know, the sign over the freeway flashed repeatedly, stay home, which is kind of a paradoxical method because here I was out and about. But a lot of people are eschewing going out in public, and they're getting virtually everything delivered to their doorstep through Amazon. It's amazing. It's a great convenience. And a lot of people are turning to Amazon as their source of vitamins and supplements. But and the prices, you know, can be very good. I mean, there's sometimes amazing discount supplements on Amazon. So plus you get, you know, you get Amazon Prime, you know, with Prime delivery. You get to watch cool things on your TV because you're staying home anyway. You can't go anywhere, so you're watching Amazon and Netflix. So what are the potential downsides of shopping for supplements via Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of them. I mean, first of all, you don't know who's selling that product. There's been enough quality concerns with supplements being sold through Amazon to make that a scary proposition. I mean, you know, as a patient, you're talking about your health, you're trying to support your health. You wind up buying, I think bigger issue is, you know, expired product that's being sold on Amazon, or products that haven't been maintained in the right environment. Specifically, I'm thinking about probiotics there. And so you really don't know what you're getting when you're ordering from Amazon. The other kind of concern is most of the high quality products that we're talking about using either through Fullscript or our own clinics, those manufacturers don't stand behind their product unless you're purchasing it through a provider. And that's kind of the value of the healthcare provider only. If there's a product that, you know, you had a potential intolerance to or side effect to, these companies are going to stand behind their products if the provider is the one recommending the product. If you're buying it, you know, sort of on Amazon out in the free market, those companies know, you know, kind of where you purchased it. And so you're going to kind of be, you know, left out to dry there. And it's sort of just it's a dangerous practice. Most of the providers are doing a much better job of keeping an eye on pricing, trying to keep it consistent and at least as comparable as possible. You know, with Fullscript specifically, I'm always trying to make sure somebody's buying enough quantity, a number of bottles or different products to get above that $50 mark when shipping's free.
Yeah.
Because I think, why not, right? Most of the time when I make a treatment recommendation, it's not for one bottle for 1 month. We're talking usually about at least a 3 month and probably longer protocol. You know, go save that shipping because you can and you should.
Is there even the possibility, and I think there were some really celebrated cases of this, where there were literally counterfeit products offered on Amazon, you know, products that were, you know, like phony Gucci bags, you know, they had phony labels.
Yeah, no, we've certainly heard those stories and seen some of those stories where that is, I mean, with printers these days and computers, you can create a label to look, you know, like anything you want. And so we've seen phony labels produced. bottle that the cap is a different color than what the company usually sells it at. So it's your own health. And obviously if you care enough to work with an integrative provider to guide your health, then I think you should also be working with a quality product, from direct source so that you make sure you're taking care of your health as best as possible.
And as big as Amazon is, they do not have a chief medical officer supervising supplements. Am I like the job that you do for FullScript?
I don't think they're supervising anything. I mean, I think they're supervising the inventory and the warehousing and that's about it. So, if someone were to sell on Amazon and put a bunch of expired probiotic on the shelf, I don't think there's any checks or balances that are going to be able to source that and backtrack that and be able to kind of, get out ahead of that for the safety of the patient.
I think their threshold is if a product, clearly makes a lot of people sick, then maybe they'll take action. But pretty much it's sort of like...
Yeah, enough negative reviews,
It's sort of like a free fire zone. It's like, okay, offer your product for sale, and, if it sells well, we'll offer you a forum to provide the product. But that's not the way FullScript works. FullScript, to a certain extent, vouches for the safety of products that they admit into their inventory.
Well, for sure. Well, and you've probably seen, and had, your fair share of cases like I have where you simply take a patient who's buying all their own products, some of them higher quality brands, some of them not, and, sort of they come to you because they don't feel well. And so, it's time to make a change. Hang with me here. They switch to all high quality products. They feel better immediately. Like that, we've had so many cases of that, where doesn't matter where you're getting it. If you're not getting direct from the high quality companies, it may be impacting your health. I've also had a patient who brought in supplements they bought on Amazon, same brand that we're recommending through FullScript, just reeks of smoke. Obviously not a product in a package that was taken care of in a distribution center of quality.
Hmm. You also have developed the web's first nutrient depletion calculator, mitavin.com, which has now been incorporated in FullScript, I understand?
So I sold Mitavin to FullScript last year, prior to coming on as chief medical officer, with the vision of, FullScript is going to take the opportunity to have that
more,
database.
More synergy there.
To bring in.
There's more outreach with in collaboration with FullScript.
100%. And they're bringing it in as part of what we're working on with clinical decision making. It's not released on the platform to date. We're building it. We hope to launch it by the end of the year to help providers care and deliver care even better. So, to be able to use Mitavin to take a patient's medication list, show the patient which potential nutrient depletions they're at risk for based on that medication list. It's going to be a powerful tool for that provider-patient interaction, but then also to be able to have FullScript easily recommend the right supplements for them to fill those gaps. There's also going to be an interactions part of the application. So you can see, herb-to-drug interactions that are possible too. And so all trying, in an effort to try to create a much higher quality provider-patient experience. I use Mitavin so many times, even just in the early visits with patients, to say, here's where I think we should start. Your four medications are depleting magnesium, B12, and folate. Let's just start supplementing this and then working backwards to, okay, how many of these medications are actually necessary? So I'd love it as a tool. It's easy. It's still available, like before it comes out in the application for FullScript. Everyone can still go to mitavin.com and use it today.
And so just give us an example of some of the most familiar nutrient depletions that you encounter in clinical practice.
Yeah, I would say the big one is birth control pills. Birth control pills with multiple different nutrient depletions, and the way I built the tool was to allow not just the nutrients that are being depleted, but also showing the symptoms of deficiency right next to that. So, you know, you go to Mitavin and you put in their birth control pill and show them that they're actively and potentially depleting B12, B6, magnesium, folic acid, zinc. And so many of the symptoms of deficiency are
mood and energy,
and brain fog and headache. Oh, 100%. Yep. So I would say birth control pill, a big one for me. I would say the other big one would be your proton pump inhibitor.
Yeah, I was going to say
magnesium, iron, B vitamins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that to me. And unfortunately, so many people are put on those in perpetuity. And, you know, just recalling one of my telemedicine patients this morning, I mean, the first issue that we tackled with her was that she was absolutely dependent on these medications. And we managed to wean her off, and she's going to be forever grateful that she no longer has to take them on a daily basis.
No, absolutely. And it is, like you said, I mean, it winds up being a lifelong prescription because it works.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody's arguing with that. But,
right.
But you don't run, you know, you don't realize the downside and what now you've changed sort of the function of the digestive tract, and thought about the other side. It's a big one, but here's a good aha, right? To show patients, here's where it might be impacting you. You know, most patients who come to see us are already motivated to get off the medication. By educating them further to help them understand the why, they should consider working on the lifestyle and supplement regimens to get off of them, you know, increases your care. And like we talked about, you know, treatment acceptance rate, you're going to increase your acceptance of your plan by educating patients and motivating them for why they should be heading that direction.
Indeed. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Dr. Jeffrey Glad. This FullScript outfit that you're affiliated with, couple of dozen practitioners using it, early adopters. What's the number of health practitioners who take advantage of it?
I think we're actively, we're actively in the, you know, somewhere along the line of 40,000 providers are on the platform. We have over a million patients who are, you know, have been connected to FullScript. So we continue to grow and continue to try to build out how do we best improve the prescription, and the care and make it easier on practitioners. So it's certainly busy. And it got, as you can imagine, a lot busier when COVID hit. Everything needed to become virtual. It was an easy solution for providers to go utilize in terms of practicing virtually.
And when you say providers, you know, we're both MDs, so, you know, obviously, you know, we're right central to the integrative medicine movement. But what other types of practitioners are eligible to become FullScript providers and prescribers?
Yeah, so any licensed provider, and we have criteria to sort of justify the licensure and to be able to provide, be a provider on FullScript. But, you know, we have certainly nurse practitioners and PAs, chiropractors, naturopaths, health coaches from programs that have met the criteria that we've established, pharmacists. These are all, you know, dietitians, all licensed providers that can be prescribers on FullScript and have an account and be able to start recommending to patients. You know, the other advantage, I think, is, you know, depending on the business model of your practice, You know, certainly there can be revenue generated from these prescriptions. But if that's an uncomfortable position for a certain provider or a certain employed provider to be in, then discount it. Give the patients a bigger discount off of these high quality products. And that's an easy thing to set up on your platform.
And you can set, you can set it. And I've run sales on FullScript, and, you know, I can just, there's a little slider that you can literally, you know, move with your finger on your iPad, or, you know, click with a mouse, and you can say, well, this week I'm offering 10% off, you know, or whatever you want to, however you want to set it.
That's exactly right. You could do it per patient. You could do it across the board. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what I've done as, a, as, you know, as my practice has grown and I've kind of seen the landscape, and you've got more and more patients, you know, looking at Amazon and trying to find, you know, less expensive ways of getting supplements. You know, I generally give my patients for using FullScript a 5 to 10% discount off of their wholesale order. I feel it's a good faith move. It hopefully, I think it increases the relationship and the longevity of them continuing to fill. And just gives, you know, everybody kind of wins in that situation.
Indeed. So another question is, this, you know, COVID-19 situation has really been, both an opportunity and a challenge for the nutritional supplement industry, because all of a sudden people got real interested in supporting their health and supporting their immunity. And there was a run on things associated with the buzzword immunity. And, you know, just like Purell and toilet paper, they went into short supply. So how have you at FullScript met that challenge? And another problem too was that the supply chains were interrupted. You know, some of the raw materials come from other countries and shipments were delayed. You know, your own factory was subject to various types of constraints. Everybody had to wear masks and be separate. I mean, your warehouse, you don't manufacture stuff, but, you know, you warehouse stuff and you have people boxing and packaging and sending. So how has FullScript responded to that?
Yeah, so a few ways. I mean, certainly we, you know, had a feeling for immune products were going to ramp up, interest was going to ramp up, and demand was just going to kind of go through the roof, and it did. And our distribution centers and our merchandising group had done a really good job of trying to stay up on maintaining as much inventory as possible. But quite frankly, there was a lot of stuff on back order. Yeah. Now, the thing that we did as a nimble technology company was we were able to create a button that allowed a patient to search the catalog only looking for products that were available and in stock.
So say, for example, you were looking for elderberry. I mean, there was a big run on elderberry. So, like, okay, your favorite brand of elderberry, that's back ordered, no longer available.
That's right.
And so you could scroll down and you could find, you know, whoever has met the challenge and has produced enough elderberry to keep it in inventory.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, zinc and vitamin C, same kind of thing. So, you know, as a provider, I built an immune viral support category, you know, basically a folder for my patients, and put two or three different versions of what I thought was really important for them to consider, and said, you know, everything here is of good quality and I stand behind it. You know, but the inventory is going to change. So I recommend you go in every day or two or three and look, because it may take a couple orders to fill, but FullScript was able to kind of keep up with that and keep it going. But I think that search feature really changed the game in terms of only being able to look for things that were in stock. So you also changed the frustration levels, right? You're the first three products you look at, we're all on back order, you almost give up. Where if you change the search to only look at things in stock, well, now it's a much more pleasant experience and more effective.
Do you also, some companies that I order from, you know, they're back ordered, but, you know, if I click on it, they'll send me an alert when the product becomes available. Is that now a feature in FullScript?
I think we had that. I mean, I don't know if it's active now. It's definitely in the roadmap to make sure we've got that, because I think that's another key one, is to be notified when something gets back in. But yeah, I think a patient's able to kind of monitor that and manage that so that they can jump in right away when something comes back up in inventory.
Do you need, should we put out the call for some more coders? You know, because I know you have people madly working away to, you know, keep up with the demand.
Yeah, our technology team is robust. I mean, those guys are just so on top of it and, you know, constantly able to be able to kind of change things on the fly. It's been really exciting to watch, you know, as a technology company at heart, you know, how this stuff happens and changes on the fly. And then customer service is immediately updated and knows how to guide both providers and patients through, you know, getting what they need to get done in terms of filling their prescriptions.
So what if you want, I mean, you know, customer service is very much online these days, but what if you're old school, or you just want to talk to a person? Because certain demographics, that's a really key element, you know, the human element. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I just like to cut through and, you know, not do a chat with my computer and just talk to a person and maybe straighten out a problem or get a question answered. Is that an option to do that now with FullScript?
Yes, we are not. Yeah, we're not that kind of technology company where we refuse the human touch and everything is either email or chat. So we have people on the phone. We have, a robust customer service team, well-trained for both the providers and the patients. So we feel really confident in our ability to help both providers who are, you know, because we've got the IMAT team, the medical advisory team, backing up customer service there. So if it's a provider who needs some clinical clarity on a certain supplement or recommendation, the first line customer service folks aren't going to be the people to answer that, but the chain of command eventually gets to one of our IMAT staff, who's typically a naturopath and very well versed in the research and the supplements and the options. You're going to get to chat with that person, interact with that person so that you can feel confident in your recommendation.
Right. So in other words, it's not just, you know, hi, I'm just the operator. I don't know anything about, you know, supplements.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Or some automated response that just has zinc and the NIH profile of what zinc does. Much more specific.
So, okay, let's say, you know, because our audience is varied here, you know, we have health practitioners who, you know, faithfully listen to Intelligent Medicine. And we also have members of the lay public. Let's start with the lay public. Is there a directory of practitioners who utilize FullScript that the lay public can find? Or is there a way that a lay person can alert their practitioner and say, hey, you know, this might be a good idea. I kind of would like to order my supplements this way.
Yeah, it's more of the latter. I mean, we have a, you know, we've built out a sort of a directory of sorts. We just haven't put the effort and energy into making that a searchable and as excellent of a user experience as FullScript is, and so we've not launched that. So the best way is for a patient to say, I want the convenience of FullScript. I want the ease of being able to order everything. And so it's just a matter of asking your provider, do you use FullScript? Would you consider using FullScript? And again, it goes back to the provider and the ease of, you know, any provider that patient would ask obviously does supplement recommendations. And again, you can use the margin percentage to just, you know, kind of line up with the business model of the practice that you're in. So if you don't want to generate any revenue from supplements, then the provider can easily offer those at wholesale cost to the patient, or near wholesale cost.
It varies from state to state. I think actually there's some, I think it used to be that a couple of states said that you had to offer them for, you know, at cost or something like that. You know, I don't even know how that, it depends on the state that you practice in, I think.
Yeah, certainly each provider wants to know in terms of.
Or they may be affiliated with an institution where the policy of the institution is that if you prescribe supplements, it's just, you know, whatever. Yeah, so there's different
considerations. Right, that's the limitation on most.
Yeah, so maybe a hospital-based practitioner, you know, can still use FullScript, but they may use it in a different way. And then, okay, what about practitioners? How do the practitioners find it, get in touch? Can they test drive it? Can they? Here's another thing. Onboarding for a practitioner, you know, let's say, and this is my predicament a couple of years ago, I said, you know, I had you know, literally dozens and dozens of brands and hundreds of SKUs. And so I wanted to make a smooth transition. I said, my patients are used to getting such and such and such and such full script. Can you fulfill the needs of my patients? And that's the onboarding experience, I guess. Can you segue my physical dispensary into a virtual dispensary? And you have people who are sort of concierges who help practitioners do that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a sales team that would easily, you know, connect with a provider who, you know, is, you know, certainly a provider as busy as you were at the time and running the volume that you had, and had some pretty specific needs. We want to hold that hand and help you transition. I mean, we've transitioned entire hospital clinics to being 100% virtual on FullScript. So we've certainly got the experience of being able to do that, and help you find either the exact products you're already recommending or, you know, something exactly the same ingredient wise,
an equivalent,
but a different brand. Exactly.
Yeah. Or maybe even an enhancement, maybe an enhancement that would be, you know, a positive.
Right. And to explain why that might be. So, you know, we've worked hard at streamlining the practitioner sign up page. So it's just, you know, fullscript.com. There's a create account link, first name, last name, email address, and a password. Submit what type of provider you are. And now you just need to send some type of proof of licensure, or your credentials. Now your account's up and running, and a representative will contact you pretty quickly to help you navigate the platform. How do you create a protocol? How do you, you know, find the favorites? All those things, we will hold your hand with the sales reps to help you be as successful as possible.
And how many brands do you have?
Oh, geez. That number
seems like, I don't want to throw you because, I mean, you even as chief medical officer, you can't keep track of it, but it looks like hundreds and hundreds of brands. I mean, all the most prominent physician brands, right?
No, totally. The one that is not there that always gets the first question is Thorne is not in our inventory, mm-hmm. but yeah. Every other brand that practitioners use and have one at their fingertips is on there. So we've got, you know, tens of thousands of SKUs and, you know, multiple, and companies are added every week. I mean, every notification, you know, I look up on FullScript is the merch team announcing another high quality product or brand that's mm-hmm. been brought onto the platform.
Right. You know, so certainly, I mean, yeah, and look, there are a couple of outliers and, you know, people want those supplements, they can order directly. Or practitioners can order, tell their patients to order directly, or, you know,
totally. And I just,
or stock them in their office if they feel that's the way to go.
Absolutely. But again, we've built all the equivalents and what practitioners realize is, oh yeah, that's not all that unique. There's a number of different product lines that would have and fulfill that. And so the convenience, again, for the patient, shopping in one place, getting the free shipping because it's all going into one box is really a big win. I just opened up my FullScript prescribing page and in the search bar it says search 20,000 products. Gives you an idea of how many SKUs we've got in there.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay. That's certainly been a comprehensive review of, you know, something that I want to get the word out about because, I believe in FullScript. I think FullScript is the wave of the future for prescribing supplements, both from the standpoint of convenience to patients, as well as to help practitioners, you know, make the leap forward into the new realm of technology, which I think is going to really revolutionize the way that we prescribe to patients. So good for you. Keep innovating over there as Chief Medical Officer of FullScript. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Glad. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.